What is up, guys? Welcome back to Backdoor Cover. I am not Ross Bolin, and I'm not joined by Dylan Chivery. But I am Dan Regester, and I'm joined with my Inside TFM co-host, Jake Goldman.
What's up, guys?
And Jared Borslow.
What's up, Ross? Great to be here. Great to be back.
So, Ross and Dylan are on their way to the Masters right now, and I figured I'd get my two guys in studio and just kind of get the show going, because, you know.
Dude, Ross, that is a great Dan impersonation.
That's amazing.
How do you do that? I didn't know you can inflect your voice as so.
You know, when you work around someone for so long, you just start to pick up on their little quirks and, you know, intricacies and all that.
Get in the same cycle as well.
Yeah, for sure. You do cycle up with them. It's very common, especially in male-dominated offices. Yeah.
Me and Dan have wet dreams at the same time now.
It's weird. You call each other right afterward.
Yeah.
Did you dream of the clown, too?
Did you just?
Yes. All right.
So I'm just going to follow the way Ross would lead this. We're going to talk about sports and other things. Maybe something sexual. Maybe something gambling. I don't know. But first, we're going to get to our Man Outfitters promo. Jake, I'm going to toss it to you.
Hey, guys. What I want you to do right now is download the Man Outfitters app in either the iTunes or Android store, whatever your OS preference is, because there is a major sale going on through tonight. That is Tuesday night. It ends at midnight Central Time, and it is 20% off tons of items, including Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Cole Haan, Ruka, Sperry, and many more. If you happen to jump on the podcast after Tuesday, you can still use the promo code BACKDOOR for 10% off your entire order. Get on the app stores, download the Man Outfitters app today.
Also, get on Spotify and download the song I'm Just a Mantis by my brother Jeffrey Borislow.
Yeah, pump that. Pump that.
Pump that jam. Oh, pump that jam? Okay.
No, don't pump it right now. We got stuff to talk about.
Yeah. No, yeah, so that's a little tidbit for you guys. My brother,
if you want to listen to it, just listen to the Inside TFM podcast.
Yeah, definitely get on the Inside TFM podcast if you want to hear more cool shit like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the podcast.
But let's just get it over with and talk about the national championship game last night.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
Huh? I didn't watch a single minute.
Yeah,
of it.
I still don't understand.
What is basketball?
Okay, so
it was invented by the University of Kansas.
9:20. I think it was 9:20 tip off Eastern, 8:20 Central time.
Yep.
Little late for us. I don't want to be the guy that complains about late tip offs, but here I am.
Yeah, can we talk about this for a minute, like, before anything? Why are all the national championship games late as shit on a Monday night? Football and basketball are both so fucking late.
Prime time.
In Phoenix, that would have been 7:20 tip. Is that right? Are they Mountain Time, Ham?
Yeah, they're Mountain Time. They're an hour behind.
Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they switch between Pacific and Mountain.
They just switch at will. They
don't do.
I don't want to go into work today. It's one of those hour late days.
No, I mean, it's like, I think they switch during daylight savings or whatever.
Game actually tipped at 6:20 in Phoenix.
Do
you know what time it should have tipped at? 4:20, bros.
Blaze it.
All day or
on
day.
A fucking Saturday when everyone could have watched it.
So this game,
or
the
Sunday.
The way I described this game on Twitter, I thought was pretty fairly accurate. Was just watching like the slowest car crash possible, like on an icy road. You just see like a car starting to skid down the road, and you just know it's about to like take off mirrors and like just start dinking cars on the way.
And so how does this compare to the game?
Yeah, where are you going with this?
Well, the entire game, there's dudes just falling down, missing shots. I mean, the refs pretty much controlled the majority of the second half.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like, I heard there was maybe only like a one-minute span where there wasn't a foul called. And like the rest of it,
I think
it was insane.
Six minutes in, both teams were in the bonus.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, six minutes into the second half.
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah. What was it, just a rough game, or was it just totally ref dominated?
Ross said he watched 20 minutes of like real time without a basket being scored.
Oh my God, that's terrible. You know what? The entire tournament, it's been like that too. I know Jared and I, we were watching the Wisconsin game, the Wisconsin-Florida game.
Why are we talking about this?
We both agreed though that like the refs were nuts in it. They were totally they were making up for calls. It was bad.
Right.
Yeah,
and it wasn't good, but
became the referees just controlling the game and just, I mean, blatantly missing a call at the end too. Where, I mean, they were calling every little ticky tack foul, but they missed Meeks who on a jump ball call, where his hand was just clearly like three rows into the stands, like he was that far out of bounds.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah,
he was out of bounds. And they didn't call it.
It was a pretty big missed call when they were pretty on top of it the entire game.
Yeah. Wow.
So,
what was the final?
Final score was 71-65 UNC. It was an awful, awful game.
One thing I will say,
I think
say,
both teams shot, like, if Mike can look this up, they shot, what, in the 30s, 30 percentage?
That's awful. That is terrible.
Field. I am the only person in the Grand X bracket pool, though, who did pick UNC to win. I don't know how that happened.
That's really weird. I can't believe that didn't happen.
And because of that, I shot up. I think I was in last place after the round of 64, and I won the bracket last night.
That's
insane. I won $205. Everybody is calling me Mr. 205, Mr. Worldwide.
No one's calling you that.
Everybody has.
No, you have called yourself.
I got a t-shirt. It has sequins in the back. It says Mr. 205, Mr. Worldwide, Dale.
The thing is, I did not have a dog in this fight, but because of Jared's predicament with whether UNC won, he would win the entire pool. I was pulling for Gonzaga hard.
Of course, yeah.
But like every time Gonzaga and UNC would have played this game, like 10 times out of 10, North Carolina would have won this game. And it's not because of talent, because Gonzaga was probably, you could probably make an argument, they were a better team than UNC.
I would have never made that argument. I still think Gonzaga was faking it the whole time. There's something inside
you
me.
You think
that,
they threw the game?
Ooh. You know what's, that's an interesting thought, because they could have done it.
Karnowski was holding that ball quite a bit. Maybe there's some Polish gambling.
Karnowski
ring.
Was like, is that historically
the guy
that, bad?
Isn't that the guy
was
that doesn't
historically bad?
Isn't he the guy that doesn't look like he should be playing college?
Yeah,
he's
Hodor.
He's bald in. Yeah. He's
Hodor
beard.
With a beard.
Yeah. That's every time I saw Gonzaga play, I seriously looked at him. I was like, this is a joke.
He's
right?
Like 30% body fat.
Yeah, like this guy. How does he get up and down the court?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? I'm not gonna knock the guy. He's obviously good, but
do you know how good he is? Exactly how good he is?
How good?
He has the most career wins of any NCAA basketball player ever.
Of all time.
Really?
He averaged over 33 wins a season for 4 years.
I think he had
one
made basket, like, from the field. Everything else was free throws.
To back up Dan's earlier statement, Gonzaga shot 33.9% from the field.
Oh, my God.
And Carolina shot a blistering 35.6.
That's why they won.
That's all it takes, man. 2%. It's just 2% more effort there.
Yep.
In a terrible game.
But, I mean, besides them shooting just dreadfully, you had major players like this kid Collins for Gonzaga fouled out with I think 7 minutes left, 6 minutes left. Yeah.
That's
in the game.
Terrible. That's all ref.
Yeah.
And also Kennedy Meeks had 4 fouls and Karnowski had 4 fouls at the end, and so did one other guy. Oh, the Hicks. Hicks had 4 fouls too, I think.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Karnowski went 1 for 8 from the field.
That's incredible.
Which
man.
Is hard when all you do is shoot inside the lane.
Yeah, right.
So you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm very glad I didn't watch that stupid game.
Here's
I'm
the
glad.
Thing. For somebody like me who only really cares about the last 8 minutes of a game, great game.
Yeah, sure.
It was really close. With like 2 minutes left, it was 63-63. No. What more do you want in a national championship game?
Even as a close game, it was still really hard to watch.
No, I loved it. There was drama at the end.
And like the last few possessions Gonzaga had, where I think they were down like 2 or 3, and they just threw the game away.
You're telling me, regardless of how bad it was called, when there was 2 minutes left and there was 63-63, you're not like, oh, great, this could have a good ending.
Because it was hard to watch the entire time. I just wanted it to end.
Dude, I don't even care about the first. I don't care about the first 32 minutes of a basketball game. Just the last 8.
I was dreading overtime. I thought this. Like,
oh man,
they're gonna drag us through like 3 overtimes here.
No, I would have loved overtime. So they go to 3 overtimes in, and you got like your center is like a 6'2" bench player, because all the other tall guys are fouling out.
There, yeah.
Yeah,
everyone's fouled out. Like nobody's making a single
awesome.
Shot.
You got Luke May playing center.
It just goes on all night. I can't do that on a Monday.
You know
I'm
what?
Sorry.
You know what was a more exciting game? I bet. And I watched this game. I watched the Mississippi State UConn women's Final Four.
Unreal.
Game. That was a great fucking basketball game, and I cannot believe I'm saying this about a women's game. It was fucking incredible.
It's all about the fundamentals.
Buzzer beater.
Buzzer beater. At the end.
I didn't watch the game, but was it a good game or was it just a
no?
Beater?
It was awesome.
Mississippi State knocked out the Giants.
It was very back and forth. Obviously, a huge streak just got taken out,
right?
And it ended on a buzzer beater. That's good sports. I don't care what the gender is of the person shooting the ball. That's great.
I tuned in with about a minute and 12 seconds left in the entire game, as I tend to do with college basketball. Great ending. Could not have asked for a better ending.
That's good.
Also, South Carolina. The state of South Carolina is taking so many W's in the last year.
We were talking about this.
This is unbelievable. So Coastal Carolina, which that's in South Carolina, right, Ham?
Yeah,
Coastal Carolina won the men's baseball championship.
Won what?
Baseball.
Yeah, they won men's college baseball. Clemson won football. Dustin Johnson is cleaning up golf right now.
World number one in golf.
He's from South Carolina.
He also played for Coastal.
Yeah. He played for Coastal.
Yeah.
And then we got
South Carolina's women.
South Carolina men and women in the final four.
And then South Carolina women's won the women's.
Won the whole thing.
What the hell is up with South Carolina right now? This came out of nowhere.
Then UNC. Good weekend. Good year for
the Carolinas. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But honestly, like I said, they play this game 10 times out of 10. I think North Carolina wins solely because of the name. Like North Carolina's a blue blood.
The brand.
Like they could have ran out a third grade CYO team, but as long as they were in North Carolina uniforms and Carolina blue, and Gonzaga had LeBron James
North Carolina wins.
Well, I think UNC is.
He's wearing a Gonzaga across his chest. I think UNC still pulls it out.
UNC their players are as educated as a third grade CYO team. So I can really make a good parallel here.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's solely because Gonzaga's Gonzaga, and they're always going to be Gonzaga.
Yeah, that's true. I believe that.
Yeah.
What's up, Micah? You look like you want
to
say something.
I was just going to say, before we move on to our next topic, I'd like to give a shout out to E Da Boss. BOSSSSS, who won our official TFM contest on rtbrackets.com.
Took home a $500 gift card to Man Outfitters.
$500 on Man Outfitters. Nice little prize.
Wow.
Yeah, good job.
Pretty much gets a new wardrobe.
Yeah.
And if you want a new wardrobe, use code BACKDOOR to get 10% off your Man Outfitters order.
Yeah, that's $500 plus 10% off, Eda Boss.
Wow, Eda Boss. You just got 500. I don't know how that works. I can't do math.
What a professional you are.
Pretty sure that's $2,000.
He got $550, basically.
$2,000.
Yeah.
My man. My man.
All right. Let's move on to the reason why you guys are here. And that's because Ross and Dylan are at the Masters.
Yeah.
I thought they got fired.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. I didn't hear that. But they're not going to listen to this podcast anyway, because they're just kind of doing their own thing. And I'm sure they're enjoying themselves at the Natty Shack with Smiley Kaufman, who, by the way, not playing at the Masters.
That's sad.
Was in the final group last year with Jordan Spieth. Didn't qualify.
That's rough, dude.
I think it's the year before, if you place, what is it? Correct me if I'm wrong. If you're in the top 10, you can come back the next year.
Ham, is it top 10 or is it top 24 or top 16? It's one of those three numbers.
He was in the final group, and I think he fell to number 29. He finished 29 last year?
26, 29.
Somewhere.
One of those numbers.
Yeah, I would murder to finish 29th in the Masters. I would murder people.
I mean, how much money do you make finishing 29th?
Yeah, what's purse for that? It's probably great. And you get to go play at the you get to play Augusta National.
Right. But he's not this year because he, besides pooping the bed last year,
poop in the bed is what you would. Yeah.
Why do you guys say shit in the bed? This is not PG podcast.
I think pooping's funnier.
I agree with you. Ham, what do you have to say?
It's the top 12 players, including ties, from last year's Masters.
Okay, what did he finish last year, though? 26, 29?
That I don't know.
Well, okay. Great job.
Whatever. Anyway,
it doesn't matter. Because he's made one cut all year, and he's just playing. He's playing bad. He shouldn't be at Augusta.
Hey, but we're pulling for him.
He should be at Natty Shack, though.
He will be at Natty Shack.
He's going to be at the Natty Shack. Let me just toss it to you with this question. How would you feel right now to be Smiley Kaufman at Augusta but not playing the Masters, and you have to sit in the Natty Shack on that natty throne, just kind of dealing with all the people that...
If I were Smiley Kaufman and I were in that situation, one, I'd be ecstatic because I'm in that situation.
Smiley Kaufman in general.
That's a terrible question to ask
me.
It's
not.
How would I feel if I were Smiley Kaufman?
How do you think Smiley's feeling right now, being at Augusta, seeing all his boys?
I'm sure that he wants to obviously be out there, but you got to consider the scenario that you are in versus most people in the entire world. You are in a great spot, man. You can still play to get better. You can improve your game.
Yeah.
You can still get back out there. He's young.
Ham?
He's a young
Smiley golfer. Smiley last year went 73, 72, 69.
Hey.
And then 81. Ooh. And tied for 29th.
Yeah, 29.
Ouch.
That's right. I mean, 29 is not what you want. Still.
Here's a cool thing. My buddy was a sports broadcaster in Augusta, Georgia last year. I believe he moved back up to Minnesota, where he's from now. But he's actually down there now reporting on the Masters. If you're a sportscaster who covers the Masters, you get to play Augusta.
That's awesome.
There's a lottery.
He got to play, not in the lottery, because he was the Augusta sportscaster.
Okay. But I know for journalists and broadcasters, they have a lottery every year. Where they just pick names out of a hat.
Well, they get, because he was local, I guess, so they gave him automatic whatever. So I think he told me he shot a 102.
That's, dude, fuck it.
I know. Okay. Yeah. I would kill for that. Are you kidding me?
Man, don't you have to play off the mat? there? Like, did he play before or after?
After.
Okay, after, yeah. If you go, like, there are times where you can play before the Masters. Not right before.
They definitely, like, don't let you play, like,
not right
months
before.
Yeah.
But, like,
I think Augusta's only open for, like, a 2 month
window.
I'm
pretty sure you can go get, like, the 6:25 tee time right before the first guy tees off in the Masters.
It's like, yeah, go tear it up, man. No, but, yeah, you can, a certain point before they just don't let anyone play, you can still play there. But you have to play off, like, mats, basically. There's, like, spots.
Right.
In
they
the
do that for the U.S. Open all the time.
So yeah, 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 definitely. But who y'all think's winning this thing? I know who you think's going to win, Dan.
I mean, I'm a DJ guy, but I'm not going to go with DJ. I'm pulling and I'm cheering for it. And I think it could actually happen. I think Rory's going to complete the career Grand Slam.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm going Jon Rahm.
I'm a Rahm guy, too. I like Rahm. The way he's playing, he's definitely poised.
Yeah, he's been playing really
noise.
Well.
Yeah.
And with the 25-1 odds, I think, like, you know, if you're not trying to, if you're, like, going Calcutta or something like that, and you don't want to be blowing your load on, like, a DJ or a Rory.
It's a good pick.
I think going Rahm with, I mean, obviously in a Calcutta, the odds don't matter, but less people are going to be betting on him, so you can do that. And I don't know. Are you all familiar with what a Calcutta is?
Yeah.
Do you think
I think
you
so.
You can explain it.
Yeah, so basically what a Calcutta is everyone kind of bets on who they think is going to win. Typically, a bunch of people pool money together, and then you get different, like, side bets you can win, too. Like, if your guy scores the highest during the day for one day, you get, like, a portion of the pot. If he scores, you know, I think there's, like, other ways you can do it, too. I think lowest in the day also gets a portion of the pot. But then, like, you know, if he wins the whole thing, you get, like, 40% of the pot. It's all split out really interestingly. We did one a couple of years ago, or at least I was on it. I think the Grand X guys.
I did one last year.
Yeah, I think y'all did it last year. Did you go to Abel's?
Yeah, so we went to Abel's, which is like a bar here, and we went in with the strategy. We had the list of players we thought were good value that we were going to get because we didn't have a ton of money. Some guys threw like over 10 Gs for Spieth last year, which was so sad for them.
Austin always puts up money for Spieth.
But here's the stupidest thing. Our Grand X strategy last year was literally our one note we had, we are not buying Danny Willett. Because he said he was going to leave if his child was being born. So we're like, why would you ever put money on this random guy who's not even, we don't even know anything about him, but he might even leave. And obviously, we were doomed from the start. We never had a chance.
No.
How long before the Masters was that? Because his wife gave birth like a week before.
Oh, it was enough before to where that didn't.
And you guys ended up with Stenson, which wasn't a bad pick. It was just the wrong major.
Wrong major?
Yeah.
Wrong major.
And we had Emiliano Grillo.
So, Jared, who do you think's winning? Who you going with?
Bernhard Langer.
Yeah, that's a good pick, man.
No, he like led after 3 days last year or some shit. Or
he's always killing it on the
I love Bernhard Langer.
Every week he wins the Champions
Tour. He's won there before. He'll win there again.
He's got a few green
jerseys. Here's some of the odds, too, just for everyone at home. I'm going to just run through them real quick. Dustin Johnson's at 11-2.
I mean, that's not good value. You don't like.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're the favorite for a reason. Dustin and Rory, they're going to be. And Spieth. I think they're all going to be top 10 guys.
Yeah.
But you're just not getting value out of
that. I'm looking at like Jason Day at 18-1. That's a solid pick.
I don't know if you go Day right now.
You don't want to go Day right now.
Yeah, I understand there's a lot going on with him, but you know, there's also the chance of that adversity story.
Yeah.
That comes into play.
Playing for his mom.
Yeah, you know, there's always that element that can come into it that's a grit. God.
But he also has
Jim
vertigo.
Jim Nantz would lose his fucking mind.
I mean, Day has
loses tie, that's for sure.
He also has a thing for the dramatics, too, with Day. He always like kind of milks it and stuff. I mean, not saying, obviously, not with this situation currently going on. But Day has a history of just kind of like playing up the theatrics.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I don't know about Ricky Fowler at 18-1. I don't think I would ever put money on him for the Masters.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not one of those bets I would make. But I think Jon Rahm at 25-1 is really a good one.
He's just hot right now.
Jon
Rahm's so hot right now.
You're not going DJ. You know?
And he can definitely overpower the course. This is a course that you can overpower, especially if you're a lefty, though. Like, I mean, you always got to put Bubba in the like up there. Even if he's not playing well, Bubba hasn't. When's the last time Bubba like won a tournament? I can't really recall.
He won the Travelers,
this year.
No.
Okay.
I don't think he's
2 years ago.
Has he won one this year? I don't think
so.
No.
But he's playing pink balls. He's got a lot going on.
I'm gonna make two stone cold locks. They're not my bones and locks of the week. That's another thing for another day. Adam Scott misses the cut, 100%. Past champion, but he can't putt for shit. So he's not making the cut.
Yeah.
Justin Rose wins, but only if he doesn't wear his sunglasses.
That is a weird
line. That's not happening.
I'm just saying.
No.
If he shows up to the first tee without sunglasses on, first tee of the first round, he's winning the tournament.
You can pretty much pencil in Justin Rose for a top 10. same with Brandon Grace. Brandon Grace will never win a major, but you can every time it's a major, you can just pencil him in for top 10 finish.
Ham, can you pull up who the like really really random ones are? Like who's like the Latin American amateur champion and shit? Usually it's like some 16-year-old Costa Rican.
And if you really want to take a flyer, fucking how about our boy Cabrera?
And how the mechanic?
How's he doing?
That's cigar guy, right?
Yeah, he. I mean, he'll, no, that's Jimenez. That's Jimenez. Yeah, yeah. Cabrera's the mechanic. He's from Argentina.
Oh, dude, yeah, he had the playoff with Tiger like forever ago.
He also won.
He also won the Masters, and he's always. I think when Scott won a few years ago, he was in the mix. But
was a great Masters. I remember that.
I love Cabrera.
Freddie Couples.
Freddie Couples was in it a few years ago, too.
Oh, man, if Freddie Couples gets in it, Jim Nantz will take off all his clothes and just rub it out right there.
Toto, who's Toto Ganna? Ganar in Spanish. Ganar in Spanish is to win. So I'm picking Toto Ganna from Chile.
Dude, he's got to be like 5,001.
Dude, great value. Dollar on him. Put a dollar on him.
Great value.
Oh, man. Look at this field.
I mean, Grillo. Grillo's a nice little
Bill Haas chilling out in there? Bill Haas?
Yeah, he made the semifinals, right?
Yeah,
he's
not too bad. Yeah,
Tana Heyer too. I think he played his way into the Masters.
Did he?
Yeah.
You know who you shouldn't pick? JB Holmes. Don't pick him.
Why not?
Don't pick JB.
What do you have against JB Holmes?
He's not gonna win.
Why do you think that?
I just don't.
And Koepka. I mean, not sure how he's been playing, but he just signed a big deal with Mick Ultra.
There you go. That's
huge.
He's part of the Anheuser-Busch family.
Yeah. What about Phil? What do you guys think about Phil?
Phil's always. He could always be in it.
You're just saying that because he gave you the
He made eyes at you.
Yeah, he made eyes at you, dude.
I think he wanted to fuck me.
Going off that, Sergio gave you a golf ball at the WGC Del Match
Play.
Sergio's
my boy too.
So do you think Sergio is he in the Masters?
Yeah, Sergio's in it. Sergio's not going to win a major though. We know this.
Hey, where's Boo Weekly?
I doubt he is in.
Boo didn't qualify.
Who's that dude who doesn't wear a hat?
Oh, Ollie.
Ollie Snyder Jans, is he in it? Is he in the field?
He is. Scroll back up. I thought I saw him.
No, he saw Summer Hayes. Yeah. Probably.
No, Ollie didn't qualify this year.
Damn.
He's a Cali guy, though.
Big.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shouts to hashtag. that's the Masters. And do we have any? Go ahead, Micah.
I was just going to say, if you're interested in more Masters talk, you can listen to today's episode of Touching Base. Featuring the aforementioned hashtag Chad. He picked Hefty to win.
And I'm sure Hefty. What do you mean?
Was Hefty?
Hefty Lefty?
Phil?
Phil.
Yeah, he's fat, so and he's a lefty.
He's got
hefty
man boobs.
Lefty, that's Jared Lorenzen.
Jared Lorenzen's a Hefty Lefty. Yeah, and, hefty. And the Pillsbury throw boy.
Yeah.
People have been calling Phil Hefty on tour for years.
Hmm. Yeah, they also call him Fig Jam.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
I don't.
Fuck, I'm great. Just ask me.
They call Phil Mickelson that.
Yeah.
Ham, what's your nickname? Pick up the mic. No.
Pick up the mic.
Get on the mic.
This is not
good.
Pick it up. It's Pig Jam, actually.
What is the best nickname you have ever been given?
Say Ham, you motherfucker.
It's not Ham.
It's not Hamster Wheel?
It's not the banana guy.
What about
people
Uncle
listening
Ham?
To this podcast don't know why people are calling me Uncle Ham and Ham.
Uncle Hamster?
Or Hamster.
Well, I mean, they can check it out on the TFM podcast.
Yeah, they see a photo of you.
If you want to know more about why we call him Ham Sandwich, Hamster Wheel, not Banana Guy, but we don't talk about that on ours.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not our bit.
Inside TFM podcast where you can catch all those inside jokes.
Thank you. So what do you guys think about Tony Romo?
All right, we'll get to that. So if you want more Masters coverage too, I'm sure Ross and Dylan are going to get some awesome, awesome content while they're there. I mean, that's why they're there. Hopefully they get it.
What if they just come back and they're like, we forgot.
We just bought a bunch of Masters gear and got drunk every day.
We drank too much Natty and we just didn't ever.
I really
do
couldn't blame them. Honestly.
Yeah, they sold all the podcast equipment for Masters hats.
Thanks for mentioning that, Dan. This feed, the backdoor cover feed, will probably have, we're thinking daily updates from those guys throughout the week. So look forward to that.
Stay tuned. All right, as you said earlier, though, Tony Romo retired. He's moving to CBS to be the commenter on the top team with Jim Nantz.
Nance, which Micah spelled in the rundown, N-A-N-C-E. Like it is his grandmother's
so,
nickname.
So wrong, Micah.
Jim Nance.
Not even close.
N-A-N-T-Z, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone knows that. If you played Golden Tee instead of just walking by it, you know, flippantly and throwing the ball as hard as you can.
God.
That would, you would probably know that.
So, Romo, a lot of people wanted him to go to Houston. By a lot of people, I mean everybody in Houston because they don't have a quarterback.
I mean Ross, yeah.
But here's another thing, Dan. So, because Romo is not going to Houston, it looks like their starter is Dan's relative.
What? You're related to this guy?
Distant cousin, Tommy Savage.
Tommy? What's the relationship?
Let's hear it.
Cousin's cousin.
Who's so give us like each person.
Yeah. Your cousin?
Your cousin's?
Cousin.
Like on mom's side, it's your mom's sister's sons.
No, so in the Northeast, if they're like really close family friends, you still consider them your cousin.
So no, you're not even related to
this person.
It's not
blood related, no.
You have been telling us for years.
You were a piece of
for
shit.
For years you have said you're related to Tommy Savage.
Well, it's my uncle Tom, R.I.P., and my Aunt Carol's nephew.
But they're but not
really
related
to you.
They're not related to you.
No, they're not related to me, but it's their nephew.
So you're not related to this man.
Hey, he's actually my Uncle Tom, too.
Well, he was your Uncle Tom.
Yeah, rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Okay,
well, great.
I'm sorry I just led you guys on that tangent that ended with a complete falsehood.
Hey, so basically what we're saying is whatever Dan says, take it with a big fucking grain of salt.
No, it's just, I'm telling you, Northeast.
No,
family,
it doesn't. Well, that just means
extends besides, blood.
No, it doesn't. Legally, no. That never happens.
I call my cousin, my cousin Sean and my cousin Kelly, they're not really my cousin, but I call them my cousins.
But that doesn't mean they're your cousins.
You can't go around claiming they're your cousin without giving that little corollary, you know?
It's just easier to say my cousin instead of explain the whole situation.
No, but it's a lie. You might as well just not say that you're cousin if you're not going to explain it.
Yes, Micah.
Some people might just say family friend.
and
you wouldn't have to describe how you're not
but
related to
But he's not
your
a
cousins.
Family friend. It's just family friend's family friend.
Well, it's no, family friend's cousin.
I mean, I grew up playing Pop Warner in Little League with Tommy, so.
Did you? Wait, on the same team?
No, against each other.
You were on the same field as him, at least.
Yeah.
So you could just say he's your acquaintance.
You've seen him in person.
Did you tackle him? Did you tackle him?
He played for... Yeah, dude, I destroyed him.
Did you actually tackle him?
Yeah, I used to
own
him.
Just say that! Dude, just say I tackled him in Little League. Don't say he's your fucking cousin.
Family parties, we'd be at the same party.
Just say I tackled Tommy Savage in Little League. Don't say he's my fucking cousin.
That's a better story than all of it.
That's not a better story.
Yes, it is.
It's a better story because the other story is a lie.
How many people have tackled a professional football player in their life?
I just told you.
This is stupid. Anyway, Phil Sims is never... Oh, I don't know. Micah doesn't want to hear from Phil Sims.
Tell us your hot take, Ham.
Yeah,
get on the mic.
Give us his hot take on Phil Sims.
Freaking mic.
Phil Sims is terrible. That's it. He's probably the worst TV announcer in football. He's trash. I hope I never hear from him again. My hot take.
A lot of people would say the same fucking thing about Jim Nantz, too.
A lot of people say the same thing about Micah.
I'm not talking about Jim Nantz in that way.
I like
Jim
Nantz.
I will not let you tarnish the name of Jim
Nantz. You know what? I'll say something about Jim Nantz because we just got off the Masters thing, too.
And the NCAA.
Jim Nantz might as well be jerking off the entire time he's commentating the Masters. That dude is such an arrogant piece of shit when
Hello,
it comes
friends.
To that. Like, this is a... Like,
hey, Jim Nantz, if you're listening, you should come on the podcast. We don't share that sentiment.
Open invite, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Jake's
like,
not going to be back. So
it's
I understand why people don't like Phil or don't like Jim Nantz. He's not everybody's flavor.
Yeah, it's very
much
a
understandable.
Personal thing.
Phil Sims is just bad at his job. And there's a Twitter account called I think it's called the Phil Sims Tracker, and it just retweets every time he says talked about, and he'll do it like 20 or 30 times.
What do you mean talked about?
Or he'll be like, oh, when we me and Coach Belichick talked about this play last week, and he just name drops it over and over and over again and keeps saying talked about.
You mean the guy where his profession is to talk about what he talked about with the people involved in the game says that he did that? That's name dropping now? Is it?
When he
I'm
uses
pretty
the
sure
term talked about
people.
So much, there are people on the internet just following that alone. He's trash.
Yeah.
I hope we never hear from him again.
There was this reporter who was like interviewing the Secretary of Defense, and he's like, oh, I talked with the Secretary of Defense about the nuclear option.
What a name dropper.
What a fucking name dropper.
What
a douche.
What a piece of shit. Anyway, that's a terrible take.
All right, let's move on. This weekend, Sunday, was opening day for baseball, MLB. I know you guys are excited. Yeah. I'm all in on baseball this year. Philadelphia Phillies. I know we're going 500. But I bought the MLB package. I'm going to be watching every game. And I got some new digs, got a new hat, waiting for that to come in the mail. Nice. They opened up. They have currently have the best record in baseball, 1-0.
I believe the Tampa Bay Rays do, too. Yeah, I know that by, because I heard it, I only watch elimination games in the playoffs.
That's a good call.
That's what a classic Tampa Bay fan, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so they don't do it that often. So they don't ever watch baseball.
My parents, I've talked about this before on Inside TFM. My parents had season tickets to the Rays for, I think, 4 or 5 years. And those two tickets that they had comprised 0.5% of all Rays season ticket holders. There were 400 Rays season ticket holders.
That's totally believable. As someone that's been to many a Tampa Bay Rays, actually Tampa Bay Devil Rays game as well.
Yes.
I was a big Fred McGriff fan because he was the only person. He was the only person that got runs on the fucking team when
I
went and saw him.
Yes, but we've not retired his number.
Yeah, can you? That's unbelievable. Can you elaborate on the numbers the Tampa Bay Rays have retired?
They've retired three numbers, only one of which actually played for the Rays. You have Jackie Robinson, of course.
Of course.
You have actual player Wade Boggs, who played on the Rays for, I believe, one season.
Mr. 3000.
He had his 3000th hit. He kissed the home plate. Tropicana Field. Rays.
Was he inducted as a Ray?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think he was.
I don't think he even claims he was ever on the Rays.
Number three? Let's hear number three.
Don Zimmer, GM.
That's great. Oh, man. Yeah, go Rays.
Go Rays. So I love how they're retiring. GM shouldn't even wear numbers. Why did he even have a number?
Why? He's not a player.
He
doesn't go on the field.
Like managers wearing numbers. Like, what's the point?
You better throw a punch to get that number.
I love that managers have to wear their entire uniform and full equipment. I think that should be adopted in every sport. I think football coaches should have to wear pads, helmets. Same with hockey players, too.
Yeah, I would love to see Jim McElwain just out on the field and number 76, Jim McElwain, and pads and shit. Charlie Weiss actually would be the best person in football pads.
Charlie Weiss would be incredible.
He'd lose weight.
Mangino, too.
Oh, Mangino. Chavis. All those dudes.
Just all the big dudes. Yeah. Andy Reid in a Kansas City Chief uniform would be electric.
Wait, Rex Ryan's brother. What's
Ryan.
His?
Or
Ryan Ryan.
Ryan Rob.
Ryan. Ryan Ryan.
Rob Ryan.
Rob Reiner. Yeah.
A quick note about Wade Boggs. He actually negotiated a deal with the Devil Rays at the time that he'd get paid a bonus if he got that on his Hall of Fame plaque. And ever since then, in 2002, the Hall of Fame took over cap picking duties because they would not allow him to do that.
So he is a Ray in the Hall of Fame?
No, he's wearing a Boston Red Sox hat. But he wanted to be a Rays, and it used to be up to the players to decide, but after that they're like, no more. Never again.
I love Wade Boggs.
He's the man, dude.
It's incredible. But back to opening day in baseball. The way I see baseball, it's a major, major life commitment.
Yes.
It's day in, day out. You're essentially married to this team. You know?
Like fever pitch, dude.
So you go home to the wife, in my situation, the Philadelphia Phillies. You kind of just go bicker back and forth, you yell. And you're really not invested like you used to be, and you're the soul and the passion is just not there. But for whatever reason, you just go through the motions day in and day out, and that's baseball. That's baseball every year with me.
Isn't that every sport from Philadelphia with you every year?
No. The way I see for football is my mistress. The Eagles, it's fun. It's every Sunday. It's like your weekend getaway to Cocoa Beach.
That's a weird place.
Or
to
maybe
go.
Atlantic City.
Let's go to Ron John.
It's
it's that's just a joke for all of us, but yeah.
Sure, there's gonna be a lot of downs with the Eagles, you're gonna have excitement. It's not gonna be the dreary day in and day out monogamy of I'm not using that word right.
Monotony.
Of
Dando's word.
Of baseball, I know. That's the segment.
That would be so
TFM.
Perfect. God.
So, football is at least exciting. But
yeah.
The other sports, too, hockey and basketball, those are your children. You only pay it to, you'll miss games all the time. But if they're doing something well and they're doing something exciting, that's when you hop on the bandwagon. Kind of like your kids.
For everyone at home, or any women at home specifically, if you're at all thinking about getting romantically interested with Dan Register, just remember this conversation we're having, because it is mistresses on again, off again bickering in a fleeting, a passion fleeting relationship. And then, of course, your children will be heavily neglected unless they perform, because that's when they deserve your love, is right. when they're doing well.
But at the same time, too, hockey and basketball teams, you'll constantly make excuses for them, kind of like your kids.
I think what Jake is getting at here is your future sounds bleak.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Sounds like if you just never let
it's no picnic. Let's be honest.
Okay.
But and then the soccer team of like your soccer team or whatever, if you're into soccer, it's more like
too far in this.
Kid that I beat and stub in a fucking closet.
It's your cousin that gallivants in Europe and visits every 4 years.
Gallivant is a big word for you.
It is.
Can you spell gallivant?
No. But
Do you mean cousin or family friend? That's what I'm really curious about here. What do you mean by cousin? Because you've got a very loose interpretation of that word, too.
We'll run with cousin for now. But he or she visits every 4 years, and you kind of put up with her or him for a short period of time. It's U.S. That's U.S. soccer. Like, every 4 years, you'll deal with it, and then you just kind of, like, forget about them.
Sure, yeah.
And that's sports, in a nutshell.
Okay, man. Yeah. Thanks for that. So who threw out the first pitch for opening day?
What do you mean? I mean, there was
who's opening day?
All right, so nothing was more exciting than watching Major League Baseball open up in Tropicana Field.
At the home of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's like
the best field in
that's
baseball.
That's the temple of baseball, Tropicana Field.
I can't say I watched the opening pitch, but I know Donald Trump didn't throw it, because Donald Trump did not throw a first pitch.
For the Nats?
For anyone.
Yeah, doesn't the president normally do that?
I think there is, I saw a stat, it could have been completely bullshit, but that Trump was the first president since Jimmy Carter to not throw an open day pitch.
That's not that far back.
Presidents have been throwing out first pitches since around 1910.
Since Taft, right?
And Jimmy Carter is the only president who has not taken part while in office. Right. So I think just missing 1 year may not necessarily, there may be presidents that missed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure old Trump's gonna throw one out of it. Man, I can't wait to see it. It's gonna suck.
It's gonna be so bad, but that's why he's not gonna do it.
Oh man. You know, instead of like cabinet meetings and shit, he's just gonna be like, all right, Sessions, get over there. Get over to the other side of the conference room.
Just tosses him a glove. Yeah. Just a little back and forth.
How American is that?
It says that the first pitch for the Rays game was thrown out by singer Duncan Sheik.
Oh, Duncan. Who no one knows who that is.
Yeah. I am barely breathing. I can't find the air. You know that song?
Wait, that's him?
Yeah, that's who that is. He didn't really throw out the first pitch. I couldn't find you through the first pitch.
Is he related to the Iron Sheik?
Yeah, it's his cousin.
No, it's not.
Well, it's his family friend.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay.
All right, let's get to the obscure sports minute. WrestleMania in Orlando.
So Ham put on the rundown obscure fake sport minute. What do you think about Ham calling WrestleMania fake sports?
What do you mean fake sport, Mike? Why don't you
get on the mic?
That's a real competition, WrestleMania.
Professional wrestling is predetermined.
Yeah, that's so predetermined,
and
not
and
fake.
This segment is typically called the obscure sports minute, so I put the word fake in there as sort of a joke.
Do you know what else is, do you know what else is
fake sports minute?
Do you not respect the athletes in the
Do you know what else is predetermined, Micah? Your death. You're going to die choking on a McNugget. No, it's going to be a Filet-O-Fish.
So that's a fake death.
Wait, I thought earlier you said you didn't believe in fiction.
That's a discussion for tomorrow's podcast.
That is true.
If you want to hear us talk about the quote Ham said, where he said, I don't believe in fiction, tune into the Inside TFM podcast tomorrow.
Yeah. We're going to plug the shit out of that.
God. Inside TFM podcast.
It's actually going to be on Thursday.
So. I want to say something about the fake sport thing. Their effort is not fake.
No.
Like, the results, yes, it's predetermined, all predetermined, but the athleticism it requires to do all these things is not fake.
You're taking bumps. You're cutting yourself, too.
Yeah, people have
real blood.
People have died in the ring.
Yeah, the guy who fell off
Tommy Hart.
That guy.
Owen Hart.
No, Tommy Savage.
it was Owen Hart, and he didn't actually die in the ring. He fell from the rafters and broke his neck.
No, do you know who else died in the ring? Kane. I believe Undertaker killed his brother Kane in the
ring.
That's
right. That's what I've heard.
I think in like a Inferno match.
I was actually in Orlando. I was actually in Orlando the night of WrestleMania, and it was a record-setting crowd for WrestleMania.
Outdoor venue. It was awesome. It was Citrus Bowl.
Yeah, it was Champions, right? Champ Sports? Yeah.
Whatever the hell it's called now.
Yeah, and
outdoor.
I believe it was
world.
76,000 people showed up to watch WrestleMania outside, which is pretty badass. I was on the plane back from Orlando on Monday, and I sat next to a guy that was like, yeah, man, it is just fucking nuts. The kind of people you see at WrestleMania. It's like people that are just like getting butt heavy drunk, yelling at people, fake wrestling, basically. And then like,
and then children.
Oh, and then like the blatant disregard for the people that are there to actually enjoy it for their children was pretty ridiculous, too. Some guy was saying like, yeah, someone just brought their kid in. In like a diaper and a t-shirt, no shoes, pants, or anything like that. It's like the kid was clearly sunburned from head to toe. They didn't put sunscreen on him or anything. It's just like it's the epicenter of white trash. It's awesome.
That sounds awful. Like, it sounds like a baby's gonna get like skin cancer.
And WrestleMania, our boy, everyone's boy, the world's boy, The Undertaker.
He retired.
Well, he lost.
He lost to.
He lost in his final
Roman
match.
Roman Reigns.
To whoever the fuck that is.
He kind of looks like The Undertaker.
What is the format of WrestleMania? How does it even work? Is it like a turn? Is it like a bracket?
No, it's not a bracket. It's just match after match. It's just like a normal.
Can you win WrestleMania?
Yeah.
How do you win WrestleMania?
You can win the main event.
You whack everybody, every single competitor in the face with a folding chair. All right,
so it's not like Royal Rumble. That's what you're thinking of is Royal Rumble, where it's the last man in the ring wins.
Yes, that's awesome.
No,
were the Hardy Boys there?
WrestleMania is like the be-all, end-all of wrestling events where they just put on the best matches. And
so it's like UFC 69 or whatever. It's like WrestleMania.
It's like
24.
UFC 200, yeah. It's like WrestleMania every year. It's the biggest event, the best. They usually get guys who are in retirement, like...
Undertaker? He was in pseudo-retirement.
No, not The Undertaker, but like The Rock will show up every now and then.
Goldberg
will pop out. Yeah. He wrestled Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar won,
I guess. I didn't see that match.
I didn't see any of them.
No,
turns out I didn't. Care.
I did see a clip of Gronk though taking someone out.
Oh yeah,
Gronk was at WrestleMania.
Gronk was
there. Where isn't Gronk? We need a Gronk tracker on this podcast.
Yeah,
just like where was Gronk? Where in the world is Gronk? And just figure out where he was.
But it's been a rough few years for the Undertaker at WrestleMania because I believe he was like 30-0, undefeated.
Wow,
great! Like that's a huge accomplishment, obviously.
Yeah,
in a predetermined sport. Or as Micah says, fake. But no, it's not fake.
Yeah, why do they predetermine huge streaks like that then? Why would they do that?
Then it was broken, and now he lost again. So he has two losses on his record at WrestleMania, and now he goes out like a bitch and retires.
Well, you know, I want you to say that to his face because he frequents the office right by ours.
He's actually upstairs.
Not in this office.
Not in this office, but in office one. Yeah,
office one. You will see him come in. I'm going to... Mr. Taker, please. One second, I'm gonna bring him to your desk.
Right.
And be like, he said you went out like a bitch.
And I'm gonna ask him, why did you let them do that to you? You're a legend.
You let me down, Taker.
You're a legend, Taker. How are you gonna go out like that?
More like Dick Taker.
All right, let's toss it to a break.
One more thing. If you like wrestling, we had Ric Flair on the Inside TFM podcast. You should check that out, Inside TFM.
Which you'll hear on one of these promos when we toss the other break.
So do we have to read all these?
If you're listening to me right now, you like sports.
If you're not listening to me right now, I don't know who exactly I'm talking to.
But you're definitely listening to me right now. So why not check out the Inside TFM podcast?
Every Thursday, we're coming at you with college stories, fraternity stories, alcohol stories.
All the stories that your ears can handle.
A lot of stories. Dan, tell us more about the stories.
Stories.
That's exactly what we needed to hear.
Listen
to the TFM podcast. We're coming at you every Thursday. Listen and subscribe on iTunes.
Hey guys, real quick before we get back to sports, I want to talk to you a little bit about a company that I've been pretty stoked on now for a few weeks. It's called Movement Watches. You may have seen them around the internet. They're spelled out, their logo is MVMT. They make really nice looking watches. I just went to Florida this weekend. I was in a wedding. I wanted to get really dressed up for this. And of course, I threw on my Movement watch to kind of tie the whole look together. I got so many compliments on this thing. People were asking me where I got it, who this company was, you know, like just what did I feel about it? I couldn't stop getting people to actually stop, you know, talking to me about this watch. It was pretty awesome. People were asking me how much it cost. And the thing is, you know, you're looking at these watches.
Is that like a $10,000 watch, Jake?
No, you know, honestly, when you go to like a department store or something like this, the quality of this watch, you're going to be expecting something along the lines of like $400 to $500. And the great thing about Movement watches is they start at about $90. You can get them. What they do is they cut out the middleman. They sell directly to the consumer through their online site. So you kind of avoid the whole retail store markup situation. And that's really cool. They've been getting a lot of steam lately. Like I said, you might have seen them around the internet, you're online, what have you. They've sold over 1 million watches already across 160 countries. And it's solely because they have such classic timeless design and quality construction. But it's a styled minimalism. There's not a lot of bells and whistles to it. It's just a nice classic look that's going to tie your nice look together. Today you can get 15% off with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmtwatches.com/backdoor. This watch has a really clean design, like I said, and seriously, I've been getting so many compliments ever since I put it on. Now is the time to set up your or step up your watch game. Go to mvmtwatches.com/backdoor. That's one word. mvmtwatches.com/backdoor. Join the movement.
They are really beautiful watches.
Yeah, I'm wearing them.
Wearing one right now.
It's glorious. Yeah, me too. I am as well.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's got like this brown leather band and then like the rose gold accent. And it's just, you know, it's a very standard classic design. And it because of the cleanness of the design, it gets compliments, I think.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the backdoor cover hotline. You can call us at 800-392-6344. Again, that's 800-392-6344. Hit us with any concerns you have with your team, maybe if you want to just like talk shit, you know, just hit us up. All right, let's get to the first call.
John here, College Station. So the Derby is about a month away, the Kentucky Derby. I was wondering, if Grand X had a stable and a horse, what would they call it? Thanks, guys.
Well, I'm actually going to be at the Kentucky Derby.
So is Joe.
So is Joe, our marketing guy. If we had a stable and a horse, do you name the stable?
I didn't know you named the stable.
I had no idea.
I think it's like stable names. Like it's like you name your business. Like Grand X is the name of our business.
Right.
So our stables would be called the Grand X Stable, sponsored by Movement Watches.
Of course.
And what would your horse name be? My uncle, who actually had a horse in the Kentucky Derby, this is like the humblest brag I can imagine. his name was Talk Is Money,
Wait, hold on. Your uncle? Or your close family friend?
My dad's brother.
Okay. Just to
clarify. Had a horse in the Kentucky Derby. It was like 2001, I think. Finished in last place. His name was Talk Is Money. He's still alive. He's pumping out horse semen like you can't believe.
That's awesome.
Last place horse semen?
Last place horse semen, yeah.
If you're competing in the Kentucky Derby, it's valuable horse semen.
Exactly. Yeah. Very good horse semen. It tastes great.
I guess you can get on discount a little bit.
Trust me, I'm from Ocala, Florida, one of the breeding capitals of the world. And if you have a horse in the Kentucky Derby, you're making money for life. Or until the horse is
dead. So, the horse would be called J-Bone's Lock of the Derby. That's what I said.
All right, Dan,
Jake, go ahead.
Oh, I have to go. Honestly, I think stable name. I don't really know how to even approach that, but I think Rowdy Gentleman is a pretty fucking good horse name.
that's a good horse name.
Yeah, you know, as in rowdygentleman.com.
Dan, are you going to brand your horse?
No, I'm just going to call him Nutbuster.
Actually, that's also our stable name, is Nutbuster Stables.
Nutbuster Stables.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next call.
Hey, guys. It's Park from Utah. Real quick, I'm just curious of how Dylan Shipperary is taking the fact that he beat a college student in a throwing contest. Dylan, how does it feel to literally feel like Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite? You're literally holding on to the glory days. I understand you beat a child, but, man, just grow up a little bit. Ross, you're my favorite. Shout out to the Rockets. Dan, you still have yet to come fight me. You know who I am. Shouts out to the TFM podcast. And Micah, no words, buddy. You do your job, but you're not great. I love you guys. Thanks for trying to get me on that betting bandwagon with mybookie.com, whatever it is. You're convinced me, and I'm going to do it when I actually have disposable income. So thank you.
Don't plan on getting it back.
I like how he just thanked us for enabling his gambling addiction.
Yeah.
To the wrong website.
So Dylan's not here to defend himself. But what do you think of that, the whole video?
I was so pissed. I was so high on Craig. I was like, Craig's going to beat his ass. He's a quarterback. D3, who cares? He's still a college quarterback who's in his prime. I was going to beat Dylan's ass, and Dylan smoked him by
For
like
those
eight
of
yards.
You that didn't catch the video, go to TotalFratMove.com and check it out now. We have an intern named Craig. What's his last name?
Craig Heiser the Third.
Heiser the Third.
That's God, it's a frat.
Who's a D3 backup quarterback
at Southwestern University.
In Georgetown, Texas.
Yes. And he he challenged, or did Dylan challenge him to a long toss?
Dylan, yeah. Dylan just said he could beat him in a long toss, and so we just made it happen.
Because Dylan has been on record saying he has, like, the longest arm in Austin.
He said he's never met somebody who can throw a football further than he can.
Give me 2 weeks.
Granted, he said that there are people out there that could beat him in a long toss competition. He just never met him.
Yeah, that's fair, too. I'm glad he prefaces it that way, because Jamarcus Russell can throw a football 100 yards from his knees.
He's just never met Jamarcus Russell.
It gets 10 yards further every time I hear that Jamarcus Russell story.
No, it's 100 yards from his knees.
I don't know if he could do that now.
Not now, but he could.
He's drinking that.
He cannot throw it. He cannot throw it in his prime.
100
yards from his knees.
Google that. How far can Jamarcus Russell throw from his knees?
What do you think Jamarcus Russell's weighing in right now? 4 bills?
Oh, my God.
Is he pushing 4 bills?
No, I bet Jamarcus Russell weighs 294 pounds right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Jamarcus, if you want to come into the studio and get on a scale and then throw something from your knees,
yeah,
you're more than welcome.
We'd love to have you. Open invite.
70 yards. That's still insane.
I don't want to hype anything up, but I've heard talks around the office that maybe Vince Young stops by. Maybe Vince Young and
if that happens, that could be huge for everybody involved.
It would be a very humbling moment for Vince Young when he gets beat by Dylan with the long ball.
Hey, BDC. Guess who back, bud? It's your boy, DJ Crom Dog. Hey, I'm sorry for the absence. I've been watching Big Little Lies, and it was an emotional journey, to say the least, y'all. Y'all read the book? A straight masterpiece. Fantastic. Anyway, baseball is back, and my goodness, did I miss them shit. I said Sunday I'd be pulling for whatever squad scored the most baseball points on day one. Drake can't fair weather like me, y'all. I changed the game up. On that note, I am proud to announce that DJ Crom Dog is rolling with that Rays gang, son. Fuck the Indians that ain't Dylan, but fuck the Sox who ain't Will. Bet. Them Rays hitting the shit, boys, because it like that. Rays hell, praise Snell, putting Yankees in jail. Shooting for the stars because we up like Sorrell. Strike a man dead, you can call me Chris Archer. Longoria drop bombs like Ava did Parker. And if she thinks she can sleep on my boy Brad Miller, we going to get her through the heart like Steve Irwin and Killer. Bruh, chill, it's a game, man. This rap almost over, but them Rays won't stop till they see you in October. Rays gang, son. Bet, yo, drop them stacks on my bookie if you with it. If not, you can't roll with us. Know that. Anyway, I catch you boys on them tweet screens. And hey, no more allegations about me trying to slide on Miss Khalifa. She's a nice lady. And honestly, I'm a Lisa Ann guy. But anyway, it's cool, y'all. We out here. Catch you on the flip. Dog out.
Once again, Crom Dog brings it.
Yeah, I want this guy on our podcast.
Yeah, why isn't he calling Inside TFM?
Yeah, call into Inside TFM podcast. That's 800-392-6344. Talk to me, Jared, and Dan whenever you want. We like your raps. Not only do you have Ray's fandom in common with Jared, you have a Lisa Ann connection.
What the fuck is my Lisa Ann connection?
Don't you have a picture with Lisa Ann?
No, my friends have a picture with Lisa
Ann. Oh, okay.
That I have on my phone, so yes.
So yes, Lisa Ann connected. She's practically your cousin at this point.
Pretty much.
I think that's it, right?
Yeah, let's wrap it up, guys. You can follow us on Twitter at BackdoorCover, or you can follow us personally. Jake, give us your personal handles.
At Jake W. Goldman. That's Jake W. Goldman across all social media.
Jared. I'm at Jared Borislow, and on Snapchat, I'm Micah TX, no spaces. I don't accept any followers that are guys, only girls. That Snapchat again is Micah TX.
You know, you do this to like rattle his cage, but he likes it.
I know he likes it.
He gets more and more.
He gets so pumped every time I plug his Snapchat, which is Micah TX. On Snapchat.
The thing about our podcast, the Inside TFM podcast, is Micah tries to make hit pretty much the show about him.
Yeah, he does.
He hand selects the calls. He does it on this podcast too, but I think he only takes the calls that like talk shit on him so he can get a mention.
We're close to having a Micah podcast.
We're about to, yeah.
I don't know why we don't yet, honestly.
All right, you can follow me at Dan_Regester on Twitter and Dan Regester on Instagram and Snapchat. That is going to be it. You can obviously check out Man Outfitters. We're having that sale till April 20th, and it's podcast week. Michael wants to tell you about that.
That sale ends Tuesday at midnight. The code is April 20.
Oh, the code is
April 20. The code is backdoor after that. But gotcha. Go on about podcast week, Dan.
Yeah, I guess it's podcast week because Micah just highlighted it. Not sure what that means, but if you like this show, you'll like our other shows too. Check them out and tell your friends. Check us out on Inside TFM. Yeah, you should do that. Subscribe on iTunes, rate us 5 stars, and if you write a cool review, an awesome review, as long as you give us 5 stars, we will read it on the for the world to hear. So check it out. Check out all these different podcasts that we have.
Especially the Inside TFM podcast on Thursday.
Especially that. And, yeah, have a good day, guys. Peace.
Penis.